Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. Shir is sponsoring the schus of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're starting a new mesechta, Meseches Shkolim, and as we did in the previous mesechtas, we base the shir on the pirush of Reb Chaim Kanievsky. Just to mention, as we learn Meseches Shkolim of the Yerushalmi is unique because it's part of the cycle of the Daf Yomi Bavli as well. There is Gemara from the Talmud Bavli on every mesechta of Seder Moed, except the Masechta Shkolim. So it seems that's the reason that the printers decided to add Shkolim from the Talmud Yerushalmi into the print of the Talmud Bavli. And that led then the Daf Yomi cycle of the Talmud Bavli. After Masechta Pesachim, everybody learned Masechta Shkolim in a Talmud Yerushalmi. One big difference that there is between the print of the Talmud Yerushalmi in the Talmud Bavli and the print of the Talmud Yerushalmi that we're going to be using in this cycle is the Maseches Shkolim Talmud Yerushalmi in the Talmud Bavli print is only 21 blat, starts at Daf Beis and ends at Daf Chof Beis. While Maseches Shkolim in the print of the Oiz V'Hodor that we're using here in this cycle of Talmud Yerushalmi is 61 blat, almost triple, just because it's an easier print to read, less words in every Daf. So let's begin. The Mishnah says, Be'echod be'odor mashmim al ha'shkolim. On Rosh Chodesh Odor, Beis Din announced the Am Yisrael to get prepared and get ready to start sending the Machtzis HaShekel to Beis HaMikdash. Every individual Klal Yisrael had to give a Machtzis HaShekel, and Rosh Chodesh Nisan started a new year where all the Kribonis would come from the new money, from the new donations that came that year. So in Rosh Chodesh Adar, they announced to everybody, please bring your Machtzis HaShekel so we could do the Truma in Rosh Chodesh Nisan. V'ala Kilayin, they also announced to take away Kilayin because in Chodesh Adar, the plants are starting to grow, and if there is a Kilayin that were planted together, it's the time to uproot them. On the 15th of Adar, they read the Megillah in the cities which are surrounded by a wall. They fix the ways and the streets. They got ruined during the winter months. Which we'll see in the Gemara means to do dini momenis that they didn't finish during the year. They finished then. They make signs to show where the kvoros are for people not to become tameh. Which means not only they announce for people to take out kilayim, but they would go out to check that people indeed follow through and remove the kilayim. Zok the Gemara. Be'echod be'odor mashmim v'chulei ve'lamo be'echod be'odor. Why do they do it in Rosh Chodesh Adar? Kedei she'aviu Yisrael et shikleim bo'inosom. So the Am Yisrael will bring the shkolim, the machtzis shekel each one has to bring in time. Ve'titarim truma salishko minechadosho bezmano be'echod be'nisom. And the truma, which means the putting aside the money that will be used for the korbanos, will be done on time on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Umar Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchok, Rav Shmuel Yitzchok said, Truma Salishko Ketchiloso, meaning the same way the original Truma was done on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, also every Truma of every year is done on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. What is the original Truma? Dechtiv, it says in the Pasuk, V'Bechodesh HaRishon Mashon HaShenis, on the first month, which means Nisan, and the second year after the left Mitzrayim, Be'echod HaChodesh and Rosh Chodesh Hukam HaMishkon. That's when the Mishkan was built. The Tani Elot says in the Brayso saw on this. We're holding enough Aleph on base. The day that the Mishkan was built, that's what they did, the first Truma, and for the Kurbanis of that year. Continues the Gemara bring another drosha regarding this. Rav Tavi, Rav Ishayo, Bishem Kahano, they said, Ne'emar kan chodshe, v'ne'emar lo'olon chodshe. It says, Ba'kurbanis, zois oiles chodish b'chodsho l'chodshe hashana. And the pasuk says, "Achodesh zeh lachem rosh chodeshim, rishon lachem lechodesh hashana." Ma chodesh shenemar lo'olon ein moinim elo minisan. When it says that's the first month, we're referring to Nisan. Av chodesh shenemar kan also by korbanos. It says chodesh ein moinim elo minisan. You count from Nisan. And something here is missing, as the Gemara points out right away. Omar Avyoino shavak Rav Tavi roish shavu Amar Soifo. Rav Tavi said only the end of a brisa, but not the beginning of a brisa. Didn't we see the Brisa as follows? The Pasuk says, Zois oilas chodesh b'chodshoy. Says the Brisa, Yecholte toyrim b'kol chodesh b'chodesh. Maybe every month you do a truma for them karbonis of that month. Talmud loymar bechodshoy lechodshei. Chodshoy is singular. Chodshei is plural. Bechodesh echod du torim lekol chodshei hashana. 1 month you do the truma for the entire months of the year. Yachol beis a chodesh here. It says so. Maybe he'll pick and choose which month he wants to do the truma. Neimar kan chodshei v'neimar lo'olam chodshei. So now we say the drush we said before. It says chodshei over here. It says chodshei regarding the counting of the months. Machodesh neimar lo'olam in moyim elam in nisan. The Rishonu was referring to chodesh nisan. Avchodesh neimar kan in moyim elam in nisan. The truma is done on nisan. So here's the source. This is the drush giving the source that the truma is done in chodesh nisan. Continues the Gemara. The Mishnah says mashmim al hashkolim. You have to announce hashkolim. Mao mashmim. What does mashmim mean? Ravuna omar machrizim. They announce. Hiach me'ad ha'tomar, similar to what we see in the Pasuk, v'yitnu koil b'Yehudo uv'Yerushalayim. So that Pasuk refers to the Shkalim, and it says they announce it from there, they found the source, that you should announce it every single year. And with this we conclude, Yerushalmi Shkalim, Daf Aleph.